Thanks for downloading the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. This is episode 11.
Mark, kick to an opponent, tackle him.
3-4. Oh, my God. Getting a little bit out of control. The boys are over and normal fantasy transmission resumes.
Welcome to the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. I'm Troy. I coach Destroy. This is Morty.
Coach of the bye-ridden War Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of the Calvinators.
How good is it? They are gone. It is so good to see the back of the boys.
Game over.
Oh, we are absolutely pumped about it. And in moving forward, wow, what a sigh of relief, fellas.
It is. How nice was it to get onto our teams and you're like, sub all the guns back on and to actually sort of have a look at our sides, I suppose.
It's very therapeutic, isn't it?
What they look like now without having to field these guys that wouldn't normally get a game.
It's also,
they're lucky to be even getting a game in the Ruay.
It's also interesting to assess the damage that you've done to your team.
I know.
And you're like, oh, bugger, what have I done there? Oh, my goodness. So, but yeah, it wasn't too bad.
No. For you this week, though, Calvin, you went all right, didn't you? What was your score?
I call this hashtag bounce back week.
Oh, yeah, right. Nice.
After scores around the 1500 mark, or maybe even 1400, they weren't good. This week, 1835.
He's back.
Yeah, I am back, which is good, because that was without a Stevie J, so that sucked for me a bit. But over the course of the bye rounds, I didn't do that well, and I probably dropped about 1,000 spots. So it blows me out to about the 1,700 mark.
Mm.
But I'm really happy with the structure of my team now, and really happy that, as we said, the big dogs can come back on and turn Calvinator marching forward.
How'd you go this week, Warren?
Well, unfortunately, I played Calvinator. And
I wasn't going to mention it.
Going into the weekend, I thought that, you know, I'd be looking pretty good because his team was self-destructing over the bye round. So, I played him. Unfortunately, went down by, I think it was about 99 points.
It was exactly 99 points.
Was it? Exactly. All right. Yep. Yeah, no, a little bit disappointing. But, yeah, so I ended up with, 1736. My bye sort of time, I basically held my ranking. I was about that 1500 mark pre-buys, and I'm sitting about there post-buys.
So, good.
Fingers crossed I can take another couple of steps now, and get back in the top 1,000 or so.
Even though he had the bye this week, you technically lost to a team that has Reece Shore.
No, he doesn't. He got rid of Reece Shore. Didn't he?
You did it.
Yes, I did, Roy. I parted ways.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. That's, maybe I should have given you so much crap about that because...
No, what actually happened was... I've thrown the first 2 weeks of the bye because I knew dog was coming up.
Yeah, good work. Now, this week, I got 1736, the same as you, Warren.
A little bit disappointing, actually,
Well, how does this go and working out who got the green vest?
Well, I'll tell you what. I read Warren Dog's Sunday night bloody report on fantasy.
Of course you would.
And I was like, oh, look, he's bagging me out. He got me by a point.
Did he?
Won't he be happy? So then I... in bed, flicking through my phone, I was like, wait a minute, even, we actually drew and I copped a hiding.
You got a late little point added onto the score
Not just a point, Warren Dog, it was three, and guess who it was to?
I think I know who it was.
He was playing his farewell game for me.
Oh, Matthew Wright.
Yes.
Now, that was the one thing that was holding me going, oh, right, I'm going to knock off Roy
here. Chase that down.
And because it is just Righty flying out there, hacking around out there in that game. But, yeah, so there's been a few updates late after the siren this year, which is sort of hurting me with my thinking.
I think they've stung you every time.
They have, because I'm a little bit too toey to get onto it and have a look and see what the scores are straight after the game. I probably should leave it a few minutes.
So thanks, Righty.
How are we going to settle this into who wins this week? I'm going to call for a once-off rock, scissor, paper.
Right. Nah, I reckon double or nothing. Two vests next week.
What, between who?
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, you're in it as well.
No, right. I'm well ahead. I don't need to be doing that.
Mate, over the first 2 weeks of the bye, you should be not leaving a vest.
I think they're my only two vests this year.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, my ranking, anyway, over the byes, I improved about 3,000 spots. So I'm still nothing to write home about at 2772.
Nice.
However, it's a lot better than it was.
I tell you what.
That's a nice looking number.
You fired up the engine, coming home like a bit of a train here.
Yeah, well, last year I made a massive run through the byes and then... we said I was a train coming home and I just plateaued again.
Yep.
So we'll just wait and see.
See what happens.
It's time for the +3, -3. Now, Warren Dog, you must have had someone pretty good to get in the, you know, the ballpark of my score. Who did you give me +3 to?
Well, I have. And I noticed that little Calvinator jumped on board this week as well. Cade Simpson.
Guess who he traded to him as well?
Oh, that was... Oh, my Reece. God. Maybe I shouldn't have...
That is gold.
Should not have given you so much rubbish about that because, honestly... Anyway,
I still don't
so,
think you would have caught me.
Oh, well, you're just a machine.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, Cade Simpson, 143. That's back-to-back 140s he's had. So,
you don't mind, Cade.
Just... He can rack it up and he just kept doing it and he does it all game. Like... It was just pretty to watch. That I don't have enough to say about him, really, because if you don't have him, I think now he must be pretty close to that top averaging defender at the moment, I reckon.
He'd still be behind Bartel, but he would be nipping at his heels, I reckon. Yeah, that's just on top of my head.
That's, pretty awesome effort there by Case. Is it happy to have him from the start as well? Not like you, little Johnny-come-lately, Calvin, trying to jump on board that. Now, who was yours?
Look, I went to a guy who I got in for the bye rounds to save me for a little bit of carnage. He let me down last week, as did 17 other people. Brandon Ellis, 127
points. That's a good effort, wasn't it?
Just for a quick hit for him. Look, he might not be in the team for too long, but if he keeps doing that, lock him in.
Not going to play GWS each week.
No good, buddy.
No, he should be all right again this week, I reckon, old Ellis. But my plus three, Suckling. I told people last week to hold Suckling because people were getting an itchy trigger finger with him. 112, that's what he'll do. And it... It's not the kind of game I expected him to do it. Like, in a losing...
It was a pretty good effort in that.
Because he does that in an easy game, but
definitely.
He stepped up and he did it in a tough game. So, Suckling with 112, my plus three this week.
All right, straight in the negative threes, and it's back-to-back weeks for up there with my possible worst trade of all time.
No, it's not your worst trade of all time.
You did get John Cock with a broken leg, mate.
No, this is almost worse.
It is worse because his price is dropping so much.
Oh, God, I got him as a bargain too, coming out of the buy. All right, Travis Cloak, 42 points he had. Did you know that he kicked a goal late in that game as well to boost that score? Oh, my God.
Do you know how red your head is going? Yeah. You are angry.
It wasn't very nice because I was having a couple of quiet beers that afternoon and... Oh, I thought there was something wrong with my phone, actually, that the score wasn't changing. I thought, I must have lost some reception or something. Travis Cloak, it is time to go. I got him in because he had a relatively all right draw. These first two games were going to be hard. He comes up against some pretty easy teams this next month, but not even going to take the risk.
You can't continue to put
yourself
in.
You know what I call this, Roy?
No.
Karma bus. Oh. Karma bus.
Oh, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Karma.
It's a shocker.
Right, mine goes to the guy who got my 17th worst score.
Oh.
Ablett.
Oh.
Ablett.
You can't
give it
really
to Gary.
Yes, I can give it to Gary.
Why?
Because
your little pirate
points.
Mate got there and he was made look stupid.
I tell you
week.
What, and thank you to people who have been quite generous with their tweets.
Oh, mate.
It's been pretty good because, look, 99% of good fantasy teams had Ablett captain.
Yeah.
Everyone just had
to. Well, over 50% of the competition actually had him as captain. I think about 60% have him in their side. So.
Yeah, look, everyone had to have him locked in this week based on the fact that he had 615-plus scores in a row. He has a wicked record against the Bulldogs. But, 78 points as my 17th scoring player as captain.
Mm.
Not a good one. And, look, of course, this week he's got that, that big cloud over his, whether he will be suspended or not. And then this week he plays Adelaide.
Yeah.
And his record against the Crows, he's got an amazing record. But the Crows have been shutting dudes down.
They have. Who's been going to him? Kerridge or
something? Kerridge
will
definitely go to him.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, Gaz... It's hard to be critical of him.
It is.
But he was spending more time complaining than just working hard
to get
the ball.
He was quite sooky.
He's taken one mark in 2 weeks.
Yep.
You've got to get those easy plus threes, even if you're just getting it from the fullback chipping it to you. But he wasn't getting down there for that.
He was running behind his teammates,
They weren't giving it to him, though.
I think he's upset them.
He must have said something.
He's done something, because instead of just getting the little germy ones...
Yeah, who's the bloke with that long blonde hair?
Sure.
Doesn't like him. Purposely. he shanks half his kicks. He thinks he's the big cannon back there, but no, he does not like giving it to Gary, does
he? So he's done something, and I don't know whether it's these young kids getting ahead of themselves a bit, going, Gary, I've got this, mate. I've got it. And I'll take the kick myself, because back in the day...
We get a few wins these days.
Oh, it's Gary, you do it.
Yeah.
Just give it to him.
Need to. Yeah, no, I must admit, I was getting frustrated.
This is the biggest negative three ever. Right, let's keep moving on. Roy.
Well, at quarter time, I thought it was going to Cochin.
Oh,
speaking of sooking about a tagger, Koch at quarter time, he was in the negatives. Did you know that?
Nathan Jones line.
Yeah, he was. He was in the negatives. And I thought I was going to have to take me bloody 19th score of like 30 because Koch wasn't going to get there. That's what it looked like. But he had a like 80 points in the second half. So he avoided it.
Good work, Koch.
You know who gets it, though? And this is a little bit harsh, but apart from Ablett, my team was solid. Averaging 108 over the last five, Robbie Gray was 78 in a win, where they were they had some players racking up a lot of appeal. He gets my negative three.
Quote
but
Calvin.
He wasn't hopeless.
Quote Calvin. Isn't that what you'd expect from Robbie Gray?
I know.
That's what you'd expect from
him. What? 1997 called, maybe.
Oh, nah, Robbie Gray's always been a fantasy stud. I've loved him.
Yeah, thanks.
And it's just been injury that's got in his way. That's what I've been thinking. Calvin, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that Robbie Gray might be a little bit better this week. He plays Melbourne.
Oh, really?
That's got to get your little butterflies turning in the belly there, right?
No, he's a walk up 100 these days. Robbie Gray for 100 plus 3 next week. Heard it first here, Roy's Rumour Mill.
Right, now, after the buys have now finished, we've got to start looking at our team and the structure that we've got. We've moved the stars on the field. Let's have a look, Roy, at some players that you've got left that you need to upgrade what in the near future.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking at getting Wright out this week.
Yep.
So that gets rid of that problem. Then over the coming weeks, these are the kind of guys on my chopping block. Langdon needs, he's been doing a great job and I'm comfortable having him there, but he needs to be upgraded to a premium. But then I've got Polek and I'm very comfortable with him sitting there over the next few weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely will. So he'll play, you know, up to the next month. Then I'm into luxury trade mode.
Yes.
So they're my guys that, you know, technically they're your cheapies that you've got to get a premium for. But then I'm looking at upgrades to someone like Higgins and Ellis.
Yes.
Brandon Ellis, that is. The luxury trades to the, you know, Uber Primo.
That's right. And we can sit back and go, oh, look, he's scoring 100. He's doing this. But you want Stevie J. You want those guys.
That's who I'd be looking
you
at for, like, an Ellis to Steve Johnson.
These guys can get 160.
Yeah,
that's
exactly right.
Dob, what are you looking at?
Well, I've got a few guys that still need upgrading and probably... I guess, well, for me, I've got Langdon still sitting there as my sixth defender, so happy with that at the moment. I'm ready for him to go, though, at some stage. When the situation presents itself, I think McVay's someone I don't have, which is who my target would be for him.
Yeah, he's averaging just under 100, so he's a good primo target, isn't he?
Definitely. Now, in the midfield, I've got seven there, seven premiums, as I'd call them, or guys that, you know, I don't have to do anything with.
Yep.
Hallahan's sitting there at the moment. Which, he's been good the last couple of weeks. He's been probably, he would nearly be best on for those, for the buy rounds of guys that you didn't really expect it from.
Yep.
So he's been solid, 95 on the weekend, which was great. He could have nearly been in there for the plus three. But yeah, so I sort of, that's a spot that is a priority for me to fix up because the rucks, I've got Jacobs and Sandy, and they're probably the best two at the moment. So, got those. And then, the forward line, it's hit and miss, like we were sort of saying.
Definitely.
You don't know, you know, your upgrade or, good work getting a fallen premium like Cloak. Who knows what can happen. But, you know, guys like that, even Danger this week, I bought him in this week, 74. Good on you, mate. Yeah. Like, it's just...
How many luxury upgrades are we going to be sitting there with that sick feeling in your guts regretting? Like, especially in the forward line, where you've given someone the arse and bang, someone else is going
And that's
to...
it. Week in, week out, we're going to have... those things where we're trading because of a good game coming up or a good run of games, and it doesn't take much to actually, you know, struggle through those.
Look, I've got a couple of guys as well that you would look at luxury trades down the track. Look, we've all got Swallow.
Yep.
He's probably a prime example of that. The day you decide to go Swallow to Bartel or Swallow to McVay is the day that Swallow pumps out a 120 and McVay
gets his
8, can't he?
Yeah.
So they're the types of things, and even, like, I've got a Dom Tyson at the moment. Look, how cool would it be if he was Pendles? But if he's still pumping out 100 or 105 like he has the last few weeks...
We do not speak that name on this show.
Oh.
other guys like that too. I think Dane Zorko is one that a lot of people jumped on. After that poor score, he hasn't been great. Like, he hasn't been the premium.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a low-priority trade. But, again, he's probably someone that people will... trade out, but then you can
you'll
just see him
go
and have 120s.
I think if we're keeping Zorko this week, we have to stick with him for the long haul now he's carrying that brace.
And that's a little bit of, I guess, trade advice from us is that, you know, it's all good with these break evens. If you're holding Zorko, if you've got Zorko and your plan is to hold him, pretty much forget about the break even. You've got to ride through it, but you've probably got to ride maybe the next 2, 3
Don't even look at his
weeks.
Price.
Yeah.
No, that will probably help.
Don't look at it. So, but unless then these next 2, 3, 4 weeks are awful and probably, I don't know, what, sub 80s over those times, you'd have to get rid of him, I reckon. Mm. So, which, you know, it makes a big call. But in this world of 2 trades per week every week...
There's big calls to be made, dog.
There are. We can make those dulcet tones of Cowamine. Only
that,
one.
That wasn't memes.
only one thing, and it is Twitter time to have a look at some tweets and answer a few questions from people regarding their fantasy sides. Now, Calvin, here's the first one for you. Who is the best downgrade option this week?
Look, in the back line, you've got to still look at old Busey.
He's cheap.
Price at just under 160. And in the forward line, you can have Cameron at 143. Roy, but you've got your eye on someone else.
Yeah, well, you boys know that I love some DPP action.
Don't you ever.
Shenton from the Saints.
Yes.
He's a forward mid. And he's got a break even of negative 10. He's coming off a score of 79 in his last game.
Yeah.
And I think he is actually the best one. He's about 160,000.
Yep.
I think he's your boy this week.
Get on.
I'm on board. All right, next question here. Could Hallahan be an on-field option?
Well, Snoop, you will ride that one this week, won't you?
I don't want to have to have him there.
No.
But
and you're not expecting a 95 again, sure.
No, I'm just... Not for the short term. For the very short term, I think you could have him there. Probably, Other priorities should be prioritised higher.
And
yeah.
even with the Hawks, as depleted as they are, he's safe.
Oh, he's very safe.
It's a good option.
But what score are you expecting from him? What would be par?
75.
Yep, you'd be happy at 75.
Yep, I think that's where it is. All right, next one here. Here's a good one. A forward line upgrade by the looks of it. Would you go Parker or Dalhouse?
Whose house?
Dalhouse. Oh.
Parker. It's got to be Parker.
Parker's house.
His numbers are just amazing.
They are both great picks. Don't forget how good Dalhouse has actually been.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
very good. You can't go wrong, but I am with you there. Parker is the man
definitely
at the moment.
Yep, I agree out of that. Okay, so if you were to add into the mix of that, because Josh is asking this question, he wants to get rid of Higgins.
Yep.
Would you go Dalhouse, Parker, or even Chappie? Would you throw him in the mix?
I still go Parker over Chappie.
I would too.
Chappie over Dalhouse?
No.
No.
Ooh,
no.
Right.
I want to see...
I like the safety of those two over Chappie too.
And Chappie, probably, I wouldn't mind seeing him running around again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, now throwing another name into that sort of downgrade... In the target there, we've got old Cam Shenton.
Yeah.
What about Clay Beams?
I like him.
Yes.
I do like him. He's a bit more expensive than Shenton, though. So I think job security-wise, they're probably both actually pretty safe.
Yep.
Shenton shouldn't be leaving the St Kilda team, and Beams definitely won't be leaving the Lions.
He won't.
It's about 30 grand more.
Yeah,
but Shenton gives you that flexibility that you love so much, Roy.
Yeah, I do, but I think Beams is the better player.
Yeah,
agree.
If
you've got money to burn, why not?
It's an interesting one, because they're going to be on your bench anyway, you'd be hoping.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, geez.
I like the extra cash at this stage, because how often do you... One week go, oh my God, I'm 10 grand short of that thing that I wanted to do.
It's 30.
Times like that can really make you avoid that.
All right, let's go along here. Well, a good downgrade for Wright. Maybe if you want.
A bag of mixed lollies, if you can afford
Gary Rowan.
Yeah. Would you consider going still to, what's his name, Tex Walker for him?
Yes, definitely.
That would be.
Yeah, but the way my team's structured, I'm going right down to Shenton.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay,
but,
so,
yeah.
And to be on your pine?
Yeah, and to be on
That's
pine.
Right, because you've got a little bit of dual position actually going.
I do.
How confused do you get?
At the start, extremely confused, but I'm used to it now.
Yeah, well done, yeah. Good.
All right, should we be trading Nick Riewoldt out of our sides?
Yes. I don't know, if you've held on to him through that, he's bye.
Yeah.
He's... he'll be rested for it. No, he's too good. You've got to keep him. I think my forward line wants him in there. The boys want him in
there. I think if he gets back to doing what he did at the start of the year, he's obviously a must.
So you think it's worth having him in if he's averaging 120, Kelvin?
Definitely.
Probably. He has, I don't know, Warndog, you've had him and said goodbye.
I want to get him back now. I think
you miss him?
I do miss him. I think that he'll be right. That week off is probably going to help his niggly injuries or whatever.
And we often talk about the intimidation factor of your head-to-head page.
Exactly. And
he is good for that.
Yeah, exactly right. So, his break-even is 126. You're probably not going to gain that much out of actually getting rid of him at this stage. The only, if you could get him up to one of those big dogs, I think that's about as much as what you could
tell
do.
You what, he's 443. He is on the destroy radar. I'll tell you officially. What,
and last year against Collingwood, he top scored for the Saints 117 points. So maybe it's time.
But yeah, mate, probably get rid of him.
All right. Here's a great question here from Matt Talbot. He wants to know, Kelly, Jench or Hanley? So one of those three in the back line. So, well, let's do that to start with. Kelly, Jench or Hanley, which one would you pick out of those guys?
Kelly.
I pick Kelly. Hanley is a little bit cheaper than the rest. So if that trade means you've got enough to do something else pretty special, you would probably be confident with it. But Kelly, you know, he's only played three subpar games this year. He's absolute bargain price. He's bottomed out. I think Kelly's a great pick.
He probably got lucky and got in the midfield. We mightn't see that as much.
No, but I mean, he did have 100 the week before as well. He went through a three-week patch where it caused a price drop, but he's back-to-back hundreds. Like you said, he did get a lot of Steve Johnson and Joel Selwood's midfield time this week, which you can't always expect, but he is a great pick.
Now, sort of where his question does go, or would you get Nick Riewoldt instead? So would you choose Nick Riewoldt over him, and then that would be putting Higgins into the back line?
No, I'd be getting Kelly.
Agree.
Okay, yep, cool. All right, let's cruise along into the next ones. Now, this is a big question for a lot of coaches. For those, Roy, your mate Dom Tyson.
Tyson!
And Jared Polek. So having both of those, do we cull one of them or both or hold both? Or what do we do with those guys, do you think, at this stage? What do you think?
Well,
he's playing both of them on his field.
Well, depends what else he's got around him. But
so, for example, he's saying, could he go one of those guys to Ryan Griffin? Would that be worth it? In a trade?
No, I don't think it would be. Like, I think if you're going to be using one of those guys to step up, you need to be stepping up a little bit higher than Ryan Griffin. You want to be going to, as I said earlier, a 160 guy. You want to be getting in a Pendles, a Stevie, even a Joel Selwood, I think.
A Rockcliffe. Why do you always forget Rocky?
Oh, because I leave him
to you. He's a leading average player in that. Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
So, yeah, you've got to be aiming a little bit higher than Ryan Griffin.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
All right, Peter wants to know, is it best to complete your side or fix issues like a guy like Travis Cloke, for example? So if you've got like another premium to put in your midfield, would you do that or would you get rid of a Cloke?
That's a great question, especially following that last one. You fix up Cloke before you start looking at Dom Tyson and Polek.
Yeah.
Because when they're sitting in your team, it is definitely not complete. And I like his use of the inverted commas with complete.
Yep.
Cloke is a bigger priority. Yep, definitely.
Yep, all right. Next one. Langford for Buse and then Crouch for Joel Selwood. What do you reckon about that?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all. Like, the quicker you can get rid of, even a Crouch, we thought he'd do a lot better than what he has, but as soon as you can start filling up that midline with those superstars like Joel Selwood, who can get you the 140s, then you've got to be putting them in.
Can I just add to that? That is as long as Buse isn't playing on your ground then, as long as he's on your bench.
Because, correct.
Like in my team, if I was to do that this week,
you'd have to play on the ground.
It would be on my ground. So if it means he's on your bench, it's great trading. Yep, definitely do.
All right. This question has come through a lot of times, and that is, who would you pick out of Bartell and Cade Simpson? Now, Calvin, you had this dilemma last week, and you were angry with us.
He was angry, wasn't he?
Snappy Tom.
Did you see what Bartell did?
Yes, exactly what I thought he would do.
And then you were rubbing it in. Rubbing it in like you
said. I don't know if we're rubbing it in. You were
until Sunday when the Karma bus pulled in. Cade Simpson. Okay, let's answer the question. Cade Simpson or Bartell? For me, I chose Simpson. for no real reason, but except Simpson had a
blaming us.
Simpson had quite a low break even. Bartels was about 105 last week, which he got easy.
Yeah.
And now they've got to be around about the same price. But last week I saved myself 20k.
Yeah.
By going Simpson.
Yeah, and I mean it paid off. They are both really good players. I think Cade Simpson is, especially because he's in such good form, he's at risk of a hard tag, which
at
will
some
be,
point, yeah, definitely.
He could turn in a horrific score compared to Bartel, who just keeps getting it done. He's put up with tags for years and that sort of thing. Number one tag definitely goes to Steve Johnson or Joel Selwood.
Definitely.
Where Simpson is more threatening than Mark Murphy.
He's creeping up the list,
so
isn't he?
So he could definitely cop that tag, and he is a very taggable player.
Oh, look, all those plus sixes he gets just floating around. Exactly. They're easy to stop.
They are. So
you could stop them.
So, I don't know. They're both good picks, but that is why I lean slightly towards Bartel.
Yep, you're
right. Can I just throw Kelly in that mix, though? He is not in the same class as those two, but it saves you 70,000.
Yeah.
How many points is 70,000 worth the next week?
That's
getting you from an okay premium to a top five premium.
I like your thinking there, Destroy. Yeah.
So not quite as good, but for that amount of money,
you could buy a cloak for 70 grand.
Oh, God. all right, last question here comes from Sam Neill over on Facebook, and he wants to know.
Was he like in Jurassic Park or something?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he played fantasy.
He wants to know, is Buddy worth a punt? He's got 3 tonnes in his last 4 game. That fourth game, if we do remember, or the one that he didn't get a tonne, was that Melbourne game where he did get injured and sub. So
you know what?
He's gone 110, that 41, 106, 115.
Mm.
I think he is well worth a look. And he's underpriced.
Mega underpriced.
He definitely is. He's 410 grand at the moment. His break-even sits at 50, so...
I think he's a great pick. I hate the fact... Is he coming up against Geelong this week?
Yep, so he's got the Cats this week.
That worries me.
Then he's got the Suns, and then he's got Port Adelaide at the SCG. So, yeah, it's an interesting...
He's a good pick, but nothing you'd ever be extremely comfortable with.
He's not a walk-up.
If he's an upgrade, so yeah. If you were in that position of a righty, would you be happier with getting rid of righty for Buddy?
Yeah, that'd be a great trade.
That would be a great trade. What about like a Higgins? Now, that would be a few people might have.
It's like almost, you could almost say Higgins, you don't usually use the word safe with Higgins. Higgins is probably a safer 80 than Buddy.
It is a safer 80.
Buddy's more chance to get a ton.
Yeah, he's got the potential to go big, doesn't he?
Interesting. I don't know. I think I like Buddy more than Higgins.
Yeah.
I think I'd do that.
Yeah, right. As a luxury, if you've got nothing better
than
that.
What about you? What will you consider going cloak to Buddy?
Oh, potentially. Yeah. He's in the mix. There's a couple of blokes. I don't mind.
You could get here next week. And Captain Hindsight will say, what did you expect going from Buddy to cloak to Buddy?
No. My negative three this week. Right. It's gone from cloak to Buddy.
Should have seen it coming.
All right, and news has just come in this afternoon that our boy, our number one walk-up captain option.
Maybe.
He's not a walk-up anymore.
I'm going to let you in on a little bit of a secret. He sits at number 4 this week on the list.
Oh, right. Okay, well, that is Gary Ablett we're talking about.
Yeah, he is. He's clear.
What are those people? Yeah, he's clear. He's free to play. So.
Reverse trade.
Oh, no.
Roy's rumour mill.
Oh, no.
What's going
on? Expect Ablett's elbow to be very heavily strapped this week.
Oh,
now,
my God.
He's not going to miss. He's fine to play, but he is very sore.
Ooh.
That elbow, it wasn't just a stinger. It was big stinger. No, it's very sore. It will be strapped up this week, I believe.
Right. Very interesting, Roy. Okay, couple of little housekeeping things. Make sure that you get your fantasy match day teams in so you can win yourself $250 and an AFL live pass with that. And so there's 3 games this weekend because we do have a Thursday night game. So that's the Sydney and Geelong game. What does that mean for us with our classic sides? we've got a partial lockout. So, loopity-doo, we might have that going on as well with the Swans and Geelong players. So that could be a little bit of interesting thinking for people there with that one too. So,
bit of Stevie Johnson action for you, Calvin.
Or a bit of Bartell for those lucky owners. Or you've got a McVeigh, a Parker, you've got millions to choose from.
I don't have Parks all the anyone way from oh, either of those sides.
Don't you?
Isn't that crazy?
Karma, boss!
It's going to be hideous shutdown football. No one will score a ton. There's my big
call. Oh, you heard it.
What is football?
Yeah, so get those in. And don't forget, there is the competition on the AFL website at the moment, which closes Wednesday from memory, so make sure you get your entry into so you can take on us or one of the actual biggest stars of the AFL in a
there is no one bigger Warren Dog. Do not talk us no, there is a few
that actors. Bloke called Scott Pendlebury.
Yeah, he goes alright.
Now play against them in an elite league, which is all happening, so we've got our draft this weekend, which
very
will be
excited about
very
it.
Fun, and I'm ready to take on you blokes and that, so yeah. Alright, cool. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.